Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about a question that I'm getting a lot lately, which is, why is everybody so freaking out of their minds? Good question. And so the first thing we're going to start with is, are they really or is it just an illusion? Well, I would say that they're actually far too in their minds. So let's talk about what's going on here in the context of how we define ourselves and our need to defend who we think we are in the moment. And to really understand where the world is at right now, we've got to go back to 2019. The good old days, 2019, when we were carefree and we didn't worry about a thing. Those were good days. Back in 2019, people were using the word purpose a lot. The Purpose-Driven Life was a popular book. Find your purpose and all of that. People were very focused on purpose. When you identify yourself with your purpose here on this earth, we call that stage 8. And that's a very beautiful place to be because you feel motivated, you feel driven. I am my purpose. I am this purpose greater than myself. This is why I'm here. All right, let's go. So what happened? So then 2020 happened. And when governments around the world started clamping down on people, that's how people felt about it. They got clamped down on. They got, some would say, oppressed. Some would say, controlled. Businesses were forced to shut down. What happened? The entire world at large, and this is incredibly rare that we have the same experience worldwide as each other, right? Usually one country has a different experience than another, but no, 2020, the entire world had the same experience. And people were afraid. The dominant emotion for a significant period of time was fear. Fear that you'll be okay physically. Fear that, are you ever going to see a paycheck again? Fear that, are you going to lose your house? Will you be able to pay rent? Will you be able to buy food? Right? Fear for your financial safety. Fear for your personal safety. Fear for your family and friends. Add to that the fear of uncertainty surrounding uncertain information, finding it hard to figure out what is true and what is not, and feeling like you're being gaslit left and right, and what's real, I don't know. So that is stage 3, and it is defined by you are your needs. Your need for stable income, your need for housing, your need for food, your need for certainty, knowledge, information, understanding. And when you drive people back into stage 3, to where they are identified with their needs. And I don't just mean you're sitting there thinking, I need to pay the rent or I need food. You are those needs. You is the same as the need for food. And when you are identified with your needs, when that is who you are that need. Not you have a need, but you are the need. You can only stay in that stage so long before you feel desperate, and you can only put an entire population in that place for so long until they get violent. And that is in large part the basics of what we're seeing here. Too many people were put simultaneously into a state of lack, fear, scarcity, whatever you want to call it, to the point that they were so in need, they became identified with those needs. Leave them there long enough, they get desperate. Leave them there longer, they get violent. And so that's basically what we're seeing. Because we went from pandemic situation, paycheck uncertainties, health uncertainties, information uncertainties, so much fear, oppressive governments, fights between families, right? So there goes your need for connection. We went straight from that into very icky economic times, massive inflation. Your grocery bill's going up. You know what that does to you? It puts you in fear for your need of food. Am I going to be able to buy food? Rent prices start jacking up. Am I going to be able to find somewhere to live that I can afford? So we kept people in that fear-driven, need-identified stage for years. Yikes. 4 years. four years at this point. How long do you think people are going to put up with being in that situation? Well, I don't know. Ask Venezuela. They've been there for about 30 years. They put up with it for a real long time, but not anymore. So what you're seeing is a lashing out because people have been compressed in stage three for way too long. But it gets a little bit worse, if you can believe it gets worse. In this particular year, as I'm recording this, 2024, what a year, what a popcorn year. There are election cycles happening in lots of different countries around the world. I know everybody focuses on the U.S., but the U.S. is only one country in this entire globe. There's a lot of elections happening in a lot of countries this year. Elections tend to put people in stage five, which is I am my ideology. And that again, this doesn't mean you have an ideology. It means you are your ideology. You are that. If anybody threatens what you believe, you take it as a threat to your actual being, to your whole existence, to your very life itself. And if you don't believe me, look at the way some people react when you give them an alternate belief, when you confront them with an alternate belief that they're not comfortable with. When you are identified with your ideology, when you are your ideology, your political ideology, your religious ideology, whatever, and somebody just puts the opposite belief in front of you in an ad somewhere, or it doesn't matter, they just put it in front of you, you freak out. You flip out. You feel anger. You feel offense. You feel, oh, those people. And it's us. And it's them. And you're identified with your belief system. And of course, there's absolutely, in that state, there's absolutely no room to change it or think differently. And it doesn't matter what your political beliefs are. Left, right, middle, some random thing I haven't thought of yet. It doesn't matter. You are that. And when you are that, again, leave someone there too long, they get violent. Especially with a whole group. When you leave an entire group en masse too identified with their ideology for too long, they get violent. Right? Because at first it's just anger. Right? That stage is dominated by anger and offense. If you don't release that at some point, it's a pressure cooker and you end up with violence. So the interesting that's happened here is over the last 4 years, from pandemic into massive inflation, and I'll just speak for myself here, just what I've watched in the prices just around here, and I know a lot of people feel the same, rent prices, grocery prices, etc. You kept them in fear, and then you brought them into an election year and focused on the ideology. And look how the ideologies, the platforms of different parties, have taken on the needs, right? Parties are being forced to address things like, what are you going to do about inflation? What are you going to do about housing prices? What are you going to do about these things that people are afraid of because prices keep going up and now they're scared? So the needs and the ideology came together. Holy crap. Not good. Not good at all. And I giggle because I see where it's going, and it's like, I hate being Cassandra, but I get to sit here and watch it happen. What's going to happen next is you're going to continue to see a spiral up in the fear and the anger and the violence. That's what I believe. Why? Because you still have not provided a pressure relief valve for the fear of needs not being met, and how that rolled into ideology and merged with it, and now you don't have an outlet for the anger. Anger, as a human emotion, is natural. It's natural. It's healthy. If you express yourself, if you express your anger and you let it out, you know, I'm angry about this, this is what I'm angry about, and you just have an outlet to let it out, you know, in a safe way by expressing yourself, by, you know, by writing, by saying something, by making a video, by talking to your friends, by whatever means you let it out in the therapist's office, I don't care where, but you let it out in a healthy way, right? That's a very, very good thing. But we have clamped down on that too in this society, haven't we? People express their anger and their fear, because anger is really just what fear looks like in public. It's another stage of compressed fear. They express themselves, and what happens when somebody expresses anger in public? You have the other half who are identified with ideology, they take it as ideology and attack it, right? So half the people will agree with you. They'll look, everybody 100% will look at it as ideology, 100%. They can't help themselves but think about it as politics no matter what you say. Half the people will agree with you and be like, right on. And the other half of the people will attack you. And that's where we're at. And it's not going to end. And I hate to sound nihilistic. I'm not trying to be nihilistic. But it's going to get uglier before it gets better. So how do you come out of this? How do you move a society back to a place where it was before, where people in the news headlines and on TV and, you know, in social media are circulating concepts more like purpose? People were trying to find their purpose. People were trying to carry out their purpose, live it, be it. People were trying to, you know, do awesome things in the world. How do you get back to that after this very novel and weird and crazy thing happened that set the entire world back to stage three and being highly focused on their needs? Why? Because their needs were not being met. So we're stuck in this, what I call 3-4-5 loop. Needs, a little bit of needs of others, but not too much ideology. Needs, ideology, needs, ideology, needs, ideology. And it's a horrible place to be stuck, because you feel nothing but mostly fear and anger and offense all day long, every day. What an awful way to live. So the only way to get out of this is to move yourself to stage six, which is live and let live. You're still basically identified with your ideology, but you have detached yourself from everyone else and everything else in a bid to design your own path in life and make your own way. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Because oftentimes when we're stuck in stage five and in stage three, we're looking to someone else to validate our ideology, to fulfill our needs. But you cannot depend on other people to do that. Hasn't worked very well for you so far, has it? No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. So you have to put yourself in a position to be the captain of your own ship and find your own way. Detaching yourself from these political systems, the ways in which you may be used to having your needs met, and make your own way. Find a way to meet your own needs outside of that existing system. Find a way to validate yourself outside of that political system. Have your beliefs, but stop depending on everybody else to agree with you, and stop depending on everybody else to meet your needs and to validate you. Make your own way, right? I mean, in a perfect world, if you can design a life in which politics is irrelevant, that's a beautiful life. And if you can design a life that meets your needs consistently, that is really, really what you're looking for. And then you have the space to come back around the cycle to stages like stage 8, where you're focused on purpose and you're working on what your purpose is and getting out there and making it happen. So this is why everybody appears to be so freaking out of their minds right now. Needs are not being met. This is what this tells me. Needs are still not being met. And needs are food, clothing, shelter, yes. But needs are also mental and emotional. And needs can look like all kinds of things. Needs for validation of who we think we are. Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Everybody wants to be validated for who they think they are in that moment. 100%. So we have all these different needs and they're really not being met, which is why we're kind of stuck in that. We're going to stay there until those needs are met. But the thing is, and we're supposed to learn this when we're teenagers, but we often don't. You are the only one who can meet your needs. No one else can meet your needs for you. We keep looking externally for people to meet our needs. Our need for validation, our need for food, clothing, and shelter. You can't. They're not going to do it for you. You have to learn to do it yourself. And you were supposed to learn this when you were a teenager. And if you didn't, learn it now. That's the only way you get out of that fear. Now, then you tend to get stuck in ideology. And the only way to get out of that is to have a sense, sort of a conversation with yourself on order of, you know, like, you have your beliefs. You have to have some kind of belief system in order to make it through the day without your mind breaking apart. So you have to have a belief set. But you don't have to go looking out there at other people to validate your beliefs. And you don't have to swing your beliefs at everybody else, trying to get them to agree with you. Because if you need them to agree with you, it's because you don't really believe it yourself. You're not actually secure in your beliefs if you need other people to agree with you. That's the harsh truth for the day. So you have to work to the point of live and let live, where I have my beliefs, I don't care what anybody thinks. I fulfill my needs and don't need it from anybody else. And then you have the luxury of a much more peaceful existence where you can then start to question and come back around to what is my purpose? What do I want to do with my life? And really open up your life to something better than what we see is happening in the world right now. So where's this going to go? It's going to get uglier before it gets better, for sure. I'm sorry. Why? Because needs aren't being met and people are so insecure in their beliefs that they need validation and they're willing to be violent to get it. And I think you're going to see more of that. I think because of everything that has happened, and I don't think it's just been 4 years coming. I think in the U.S. it's probably been a couple decades coming, but you're going to see restructuring of government systems. What that's going to look like, I don't know. But people always assume that the breakdown of countries or the restructuring of countries, that people assume it has to be violent. It doesn't have to be. The breakdown of the USSR was perfectly peaceful. Maybe that could be a model. So things are going to get restructured. Whether or not they get violent is up to all of us, right? And we can choose to not go down that road. Or we can choose to go down that road. I don't recommend it. But we'll just have to kind of see where it goes. So as you approach this phase of history, which is really quite something, get the popcorn, go put yourself in stage 6, live and let live. Try to extract yourself from the current existing systems as much as possible. Fulfill your own needs for validation of your belief sets and needs and ideas and philosophies, and sit back and watch it and try not to let it get to you too much. If it's getting to you too much, go take a break and go touch grass. Go for a hike. Go to the beach. Go for a walk. I don't care what. Get out in the fresh air and leave your phone at home. And notice that despite all of it, you're okay. All right. Thank you for joining me today. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, you can put them in the comments. You can find me on all the socials. Send it to me there. Let me know what I can address here for you. And I hope you have an amazing day. I'll see you on Chain.